News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A plan from Cornerstone Alliance to increase public access to the St. Joseph River in St. Joe and Benton Harbor is moving forward following approval from the Berrien County Board of Commissioners today. The board voted for the county to pursue a Michigan Department of Natural Resources Waterways grant to develop four public access points along the river. Cornerstone President Rob Cleveland.
There will be an ADA-accessible kayak launch along Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor, and then there will also be a dock over by the East Basin where the former water tower used to be on the City of St. Joe's property.
There will be two additional sites in St. Joseph. Cleveland tells us a long-term goal could lead to economic opportunities.
The grant also provides for infrastructure that can be used for private enterprise who are looking to maybe do river cruises or a water taxi that will bring unique amenities.
Cleveland says the project could benefit communities all along the river when they choose to install access points themselves. The state grant, if it's approved, is expected to be about $200,000, while Cornerstone would contribute about $150,000. Work to install the access points could start next year if all goes well. The murder trial for the widow of U.S. Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III and her lover will start on April 30th in St. Joseph. Kamaya Hassel is accused of using Snapchat to plan her husband's murder and sending her boyfriend Jeremy Culler to St. Joseph Township while they were all on leave over the New Year's holiday to carry out the killing. Army Specialist Waquan Hamilton testified yesterday that Culler admitted to the crime.
They caught him coming out the house, and then he shot him in the head, and then he dropped, and then he shot him again.
St. Joseph Township Police Officer Michael Lanier testified yesterday about his interview with Kamaya.
First, she admitted there was no type of relationship between her and Jeremy Culler, then admitted there was an ongoing sexual relationship with him, stated that she would lean on him when there was problems with, as she referred, Tyrone at home.
Hassel was killed outside of his parents' home while bringing his wife food from a New Year's Eve gathering in Benton Harbor. All three were stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Culler and Hassel have entered not guilty pleas and have a case conference scheduled for next month. They're being held without bond in the Berrien County Jail. More than 300 tips and thousands of pages of documents connected to clergy abuse in the Catholic Church are being reviewed by state authorities. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel tells us it could take as long as 2 years to get through all the information.
We could ultimately be over 1,000 victims in this case. So this is going to be a lengthy investigation. Now, how we've decided to proceed is, you know, firstly, in terms of prioritizing, if there are priests that are still working with children, with vulnerable adults, we want to get on those cases right away.
Nessel also said her office is reviewing more than 4 million documents and other evidence related to the Flint water crisis. She wouldn't say who is being interviewed. As for the Michigan State University case and the Larry Nassar investigation, Nessel said her office is investigating a gymnastics coach who founded a training center in Lansing where Nassar assaulted some girls. She's also seeking to interview former MSU interim president John Engler. Indiana Michigan Power has announced two economic development grants for Berrien County. I&M spokesperson Tracy Warner tells us the first one is to expand access to broadband internet in the Niles area.
One of them will extend 1 gigabyte fiber optic broadband from downtown Niles to the Bertrand Crossing Technical Park. That's going to help businesses and employment in the area. This enhanced web capability will serve the 10 businesses that are there. It will aid in attracting a couple additional businesses.
The other grant is to help Cornerstone Alliance build a spec building somewhere in the county. Warner says a spec building helps a company save time and money when it moves into a given area. The total amount of the two grants announced today is $35,000. Warner says I&M makes those investments to help spur growth in the areas it serves. And a St. Joseph manufacturing company is preparing to add a new facility. Vail Rubber Works will build a 58,000-square-foot production facility in Royalton Township starting this spring. It plans to have it ready to go in early 2020. The expansion is expected to create about 10 new jobs. The 127-year-old company says it will continue to operate its Langley Avenue facility just east of downtown St. Joe, along with a facility in Alabama. Vail has contracted with Pearson Construction to build that new plant. The work with Abin Marsh on the development. The facility will be built on a 30-acre parcel owned by the company at the southwest corner of Hollywood Road and Glenlord Avenue. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices for Thursday, February 21st, 2019. The S&P 500 marked its worst decline since early February, and the Nasdaq snapped an eight-session win streak as a batch of disappointing manufacturing and housing data unsettled investors. However, the market remains in an uptrend for now as talks between the U.S. and China progress, and the Federal Reserve appears to be in a wait-and-see posture. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4% to reach 25,851. The S&P 500 Index fell 0.4% to 2,774, while the Nasdaq Composite Index gave up 0.4% to end at 7,459, ending a string of eight wins in a row for the tech-heavy index. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was up 63 cents to $81.15. Facebook was down $2.67 to $159.92. IBM was down 16 cents to $137.84. Apple was down $1.14 to $170.95. Fifth Third Bank was down 23 cents to $27.70. Stryker was down 2 cents to $187.62. And Whirlpool Corporation was up 11 cents to $142.81. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, where we take a team approach to your investment needs.
WSJM News now continues. President Trump will be taking part in a second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but House Democrats say they still haven't heard details about the last one. ABC Serena Marshall reports from Washington.
President Trump and Kim Jong-un are scheduled for a second sit-down next week. But before he's even left town, top Democrats say they still want a briefing on the first summit, which took place last June. Several top Democrats in the House are accusing the Trump administration of withholding critical information from Congress about negotiations with North Korea, adding in a statement that the administration should be providing senior-level briefings to the relevant committees. And they are asking the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to brief Congress within 7 days of the end of this second summit. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump's longtime associate Roger Stone is clashing with a federal judge at a hearing called after he posted something controversial online. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
On the witness stand, Roger Stone said he is kicking himself over his own stupidity for what he called a stupid lack of judgment. Judge Amy Berman Jackson began the hearing by distributing copies of what appeared on Stone's Instagram account, a picture of the judge with a crosshairs in the upper corner. Stone said he neither selected the image nor reviewed it before it was posted to his account, but the judge said it's your Instagram, so it's fair to say you are 100% responsible.
A Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a white supremacist who stockpiled guns and compiled a hit list of prominent Democrats will remain detained in federal custody after his arrest. A federal magistrate in Maryland today ordered 49-year-old Christopher Paul Hassan held. Hassan was arrested Friday on gun and drug charges, but prosecutors say those offenses are the tip of the iceberg. Vice President Mike Pence will travel abroad next week to push a key policy priority. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with the latest.
Vice President Pence will travel to Colombia on Monday, but the focus of the trip is on Colombia's neighbor, Venezuela. The White House says Pence will express the administration's unwavering support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and push for President Nicolas Maduro to step down. The U.S. has put together food, medicine, and other supplies for Venezuela across the border in Colombia, but it's been blocked by Maduro, who says the aid is part of a U.S.-led coup to take him out of power. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A Colombian cardinal has warned fellow Roman Catholic bishops at a Vatican summit that they could be imprisoned for covering up crimes if they don't properly deal with clergy sex abuse cases. In a speech at the Abuse Prevention Summit, the cardinal also denounced how bishops tend to believe priests over people reporting abuse allegations. After the first morning of that summit, top officials now saying, though not all offenders will be defrocked ABC's Megan Williams explains from the Vatican.
Sex abuse summit organizer Maltese Archbishop Charles Scicluna told journalists that priests found guilty of sexual abuse would be facing penalties and removal from ministry, but
not necessarily dismissal from the clerical state.
He said older priests who have abused children may remain in the priesthood, but be kept in seclusion so as not to harm any more. Peter Isley of the group End Clerical Abuse said,
if you're a teacher and you've assaulted a child, you don't let them keep their license. Why do you do that?
Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says hate crimes will never be tolerated in Chicago and charges accusing Empire actor Jussie Smollett of paying two men to stage an attack on him will, quote, never trump Chicago's collective spirit. Emanuel issued a statement today after Chicago police detailed their case against the black and gay actor who's accused of staging a bigoted attack against himself last month. Also now, Fox is speaking out after his arrest. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
After weeks of defending Jussie Smollett, Fox is now changing its tune. In a statement from 20th Century Fox Television and Fox Entertainment, the company behind Empire says, quote, we understand the seriousness of this matter and we respect the legal process. We are evaluating the situation and we are considering our options. This comes after Smollett's arrest and the claim from Chicago police that
this stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
California has received so much rain in February that it's pretty much eradicated the drought. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, Alex Stone has details from L.A.
Within a matter of only a few weeks, California has gone from mostly in drought conditions, including severe drought in big areas, to now 70% of the state being totally free of drought. Most of what remains is not severe, and it's in far northern California along the Oregon border.
And one of the original members of the Monkees, Peter Tork, has died at the age of 77. ABC's Bill Deal takes a look at Tork's career.
On the hit 1960s TV show The Monkees, a quirky comedy about a fictitious Beatles-inspired pop band, Peter Tork played what he called the lovable dummy, a persona he first developed as a folk singer. While the other Monkees members were not allowed to play their own instruments on the group's first two albums, Tork was the exception.
I've fought my internal battles to become someone. How all of the Monkees fit into that?
After the TV series ended, Peter Tork released various solo projects while continuing to tour and record sporadically with his Monkees bandmates. Bill Deal, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.